All right, you guys, come on into Child's Pose and let's begin. Just start inviting in the sound of your breath to be pretty dominant here. And take this moment to do just a little bit of a self-check-in, so just a body scan and a simple mind scan, just to see what's there and what you're feeling. And then once noticing what's there, just again, return just to the feeling of your breath. Take one more full in-breath and a long stretched out-breath. Come on up to your hands and your knees as you breathe in. Cat round on your breath out. Tuck your chin and tuck your tail. Inhale to cow, look forward. Exhale to cat. Do one more breath in, drop your belly and send your chest forward. Tuck your toes to breathe out to downward facing dog. And while you can, just bring in a stretched pace of breath. So we haven't gotten into really any physicality yet, so you're heart rate is a little low right here, so while you can, keep that grounded, slow breath sensation. And now begin to spread your fingers nice and wide and just notice the very tips of your fingers and just sort of spark them down and forward. And from there, just create a line of action all the way up through your seat. So from fingertips to seat, really awake. And as you awaken this line from fingertips to seat, even allow your knees to bend just a little bit, and that might let you pull your hips back just slightly more. Take one more full in-breath right here and a really big pouring of your out-breath. Get it out. And come to ragdoll at the top of your mat. Take your feet wide to the edges. Take a bit of a halfway lift so that you can just return to the pouring forward. Keep your breath moving in the same way. And see if you can make little shifts in the way your feet and knees and legs are holding in order to get a little more dropping of your spine and your head and your arms. Draw one more full in-breath. Pour the out-breath to empty. Let your arms release. Pull your feet together to touch and go to halfway lift, a really long flat back. Forward fold. Rise to mountain pose, reach up. Empty your breath right here. Now, take one more inhale with your arms and hands up, and then take your arms down. Just stay in mountain pose, let your palms face forward, and just keep your breath moving in the same powerful way. Keep the sound happening. And just, yeah, begin to awaken the very tip edges of your fingertips. So draw them back, spread your fingers wide. There it is, Bez. And from that reach of your fingertips, connect that energy, all 10 fingertips, to the crown of your head. So as you pull back and down, the crown of your head reaches up and away. And with this, draw your shoulder blades back and push them down just a little bit towards your pockets. You got them. Take a full in-breath, just like this. Lift through your chest. Full breath out here. Now reach your hands up, take a long breath in. Still keep the awakeness in your fingertips. And as you forward fold, just come with me, send your crown all the way down. Let your arms swing behind you and go up towards the ceiling, right here. So connectivity between your fingertips and the crown of your head. So take a full breath in right here. You get totally empty. Now use your arms back to go to halfway lift. So draw your fingertips back, push your crown way forward, and then arms drop as you fold. Just let it all go down. Now breathe in, rise up, send your fingertips straight to the ceiling, and let's do the same thing. So as you fold forward, arms go back, they sweep straight back and up. Halfway lift with airplane wings, pull long. Fold down, let your arms drop. Rise up, full inhale. Just regular fold, so hands to the ground as you go. Halfway lift, flat back. All right, low push up. You could always go knees, thighs, belly, chest if you need. Breathe into upward facing dog. Land in downward facing dog. In breath, pour it out breath. Again, fill up. Get empty. One more inhale. Prepare to move as you exhale. So set your eyes where you're gonna go. And then jump or step. Halfway lift. Fold in half. Rise, expand, and reach. Fold down. Halfway lift. Take airplane wings again. Draw your arms back. Fold, let them drop. Stand up. Send your hands straight up. The same thing. So as you fold, arms swing back behind you and go right up towards the ceiling. Halfway lift, airplane wings. Fold, let your hands drop. Come into chair pose. Come right up into it. And just sort of ride the wave of your breath. So you want to really stay aware of how your breath is happening. And now begin just to slide your arms into a cactus shape. So elbows out, palms just face straight forward towards the river. And with this shape, a lot of mobility around your shoulders. So you can squeeze your shoulder blades just a little together, hug them in, and then slide them down towards your back pockets just a little bit. And so your heart is really prominent in the reach forward. Take a full inhale. Feel your exhale right here. Now as you straighten your arms, look up. Go a little bit of a backward bend. Fold forward, beautiful. Halfway lift. Low push up. Yeah, if that airplane wing thing helps you, just use it wherever you need. So breathe into upward dog. Go to downward facing dog. Sweep your right leg high behind you. Knee to chest and belly. Come forward. Stay there as you take a big breath in. Warrior one, land to rise. And just let yourself just sort of detail the posture from your feet to your toes to your thighs. And actually feel the quality of the lunge that you have. So, it might be that you just kind of automatically set it. So purposely go in. You might go a little bigger or a little less in your lunge. Feel that. And now hug in the very pit of your belly like you're holding on to the bottom of your spine. I can see that. And from there, elongate upwards. Lift the crown of your head. That's it. Together, a huge in-breath. Full out breath. Now from feet to hands to ceiling, go up and back. Low push-up. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Sweep your other leg up high behind you. Knee forward to hug in. Stay there. One more in-breath. Warrior one. And purposely go through and set your feet, set your knees, set your belly. And if you're ever, like, you're in a posture and you're not sure what, which way you're supposed to do a certain thing, just go intuitively. So feel your stability. Feel your ability to actually expand and reach in your body. That would be a good indicator. Notice your breath here. Two more full breaths. This last one takes you up, back, and away. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog to downward facing dog. With your whole body, take a breath in. With your whole being, breathe out. Now lift your heels as high as you can get them. Keep them up as you bend your knees and empty your breath. Jump or step halfway. Fold in. Chair pose, one in breath. Fold in half. Halfway lift, push your hips back. Low push up. Upward facing dog. Down dog, right foot forward, warrior one, just step and rise. Chaturanga. Up dog, to down dog. Other side, warrior one. Low push up. Notice the left to right effort, especially as you press into up dog, just even effort to land back in down dog. Air comes in right here, just let it fill you up and then send it out, out, out. Now heels, lift them way, way up. Bend your knees to empty. Pounce forward. Halfway lift. Hold in, squeeze in, feel it. Chair pose, one big breath. Fold in half. Halfway lift to get into crow pose or any other substitute that you want here. So set your hands into the ground and come right away into it. So if you're just trying it out, you could just do crow prep where you set your knees into your arms. Ah, you got it. Maybe your feet connect together. Hold, Kathy, for five. We're getting there for four, three, two, chaturanga. Awesome, Cody. Whew, breathe into up dog. Go to downward dog. Go right foot forward, warrior one. Step and rise up. Warrior two. Reverse warrior. Stay to breathe out. Slow the breath. One more inhale. Half moon balance. Half moon. So maybe a tall block under your right hand. That's a good way to go. If you're not quite sure where to go with it, you might try, Buzz, letting your block go a little to the right, like off the mat to the right, so you can support yourself a little more as you go to stack your hips. Yeah. If you feel yourself kind of falling back, like to your right, you lose your balance that way, try pushing your standing arch down more into the ground to keep you from falling to the right. You can bend your lifted leg right here to take a bound posture, or just keep pushing your heel straight back into the air behind you. Oh, there it is. Now kick it back up and away. Together, an in-breath. Empty this breath. One more time, fill all the way up. Feet together, pour in. Alrighty, halfway lift. Let's keep it rolling. Fold down, squeeze in. Rise up, look up. Crow or any other thing you want to substitute here. You could even do a little handstand play if you're there with that. Yogi squat is always an option. Notice what's happening with your breath right now. We're holding five. Going for four. Three, two, chaturanga. Awesome, Dave. Big upward facing dog. Slow to down dog. Now left leg forward, warrior one. Rise up. Slow into warrior two. Reverse warrior. Breath empties here. One more in-breath. Half moon balance. So you wanna catch yourself getting into any moments of rushing or forcing or, you know, anything that feels connected to that. In that very moment, use your breath to slow everything down. So if you can get a little more stack from top hip to bottom hip, awesome, Cody, that's it. Option here to slowly bend your lifted leg, reach back and catch it. And then from there, a kick back up and away. Good, Bailey, right there. In breath. Exhale. One more inhale, expand it. Good. Feet together, let it go. Awesome. Halfway lift, flatten and reach. Forward fold. All right, rise up. Send your heart straight up. Low push up, just go right down to it, all on this breath. Upward facing dog to downward facing dog. And then right foot forward, crescent lunge. Just really hone in on the sensation of this equanimity of all of your body facing forward. So starting with your 10 toe tips, straight towards the river. You're there, Bailey, you got it. Knee straight forward. So there is an option to go more like on train tracks, so a little wider left to right if you need a little more stability. Notice your left ribs to right ribs, just squaring straight forward towards the front. Armpits even. On your next out breath, just draw your hands right to the very center of your heart and then use a breath to get more space for your twist. Right over to the right. So many options of how to work this. So you might hook your arm outside your thigh. It might be that you just put your left hand straight down on a block or straight on the ground. Let's try this. And every time you breathe in, get longer from back heel through the crown of your head. Your breath out is a patient, easy twist. Use two more of your breaths here so that your third inhale lifts you right into warrior two pose once you get there. And then just fill up the pose right away. Fill up the space with your hands, your arms, your legs. Take your attention right into your front hand and turn your palm to face up towards the ceiling. When you get to an inhale, go ahead and reverse. Go up, back, and away to land in side angle. So right forearm to thigh, or a different option, you could go lower with your right hand. Now, as you set this up, I want you just to pay attention to your right hip, your right butt cheek, and just kind of jut it out behind you. Jut it way back behind you. So your thigh is gonna turn in a little bit. So jut this way back here, this way. Yes, yeah, stick it out. Is everyone stuck out? Jan, more stick out. Okay, now hug your right hip underneath the center line of your body. So roll it under, roll it opposite now. Go opposite, under. And as you do this, roll your front outer thigh just out to the right. Roll it out and away. Yes, right there. All right, send your top arm long and away. Push it way beyond the river forward. Huge in breath. Full breath out. Get more reach. Empty. One more time, breathe and reach it out. Low push up. Wash it through. Upward facing dog, big breath. All right, downward facing dog you go. Take an inhale right here and open your mouth and send it on its way, clear it. Awesome, high push up, come forward. Right hand high, side plank. Always the option to drop your left knee straight to the ground. Always the option to stagger your feet a lot. And always the option to go up, up, up with your top leg. You got it. Just pull your hands apart there. That's it. Two more of your breaths. Your second exhale meets low push-up. So you just take yourself through on your pace there. That's it. To land back and downward facing dog. Give yourself one big in and out, clearing breath. Woo! All right. And come on forward to high plank again. Come forward. Other side plank. So again, if you're taking the modification, first try staggering your feet a lot. Second phase is just right knee straight down to the ground. Three more of your breaths. So take up space with your body. Keep expanding out and away. Your third out breath, just meet slow push up again. Just synchronistic with your movement. Keep moving through to land all the way back in downward facing dog. And we've got left leg forward for crescent lunge this side. And just take a moment. And if you need a moment before lifting your arms up, if you need that to recover your breath, don't make too much of it. Just do it. Can you be in this experience of just everything sort of swirling around you, everything happening around you? But you feel so clearly that there's a center to all of that. There's like an eye in the storm, eye in the hurricane that you can just connect to. One more in-breath. Prayer hands. Use your inhale to get the space. All right, twist it opposite direction. And first, go for stability. So if you feel like you might fall over if I just touch you, send your feet differently. Set it up differently. And if there's possibility to take your arms wider to expand, do that right here. And let your breath just keep you right in the center of everything that's swirling around. Take three more of your full breaths here. So be precise with this. Your first, fourth inhale is what brings you to warrior two. Be precise with it. And so you know without a doubt, it's that fourth breath in that's lifting you up and around. Let's change this, Bailey. Kick your heel back more, yeah. On your next inhale, reverse your warrior. Go ahead and reach to land yourself in side angle. And find the same thing. So as you land your front arm, jut your left hip to kind of stick your butt back behind you. So I want you to feel going off of alignment. So you're going to push this back even more. Push it back. Yeah, there you go. Now from there, roll it all under, outer left hip. Yes, roll it under. Kind of keep your front knee out towards your baby toe. Awesome. And now send your top arm forward so that you get more space along your right side. And keep feeling this wrapping under of your front hip. So under to the center line of your body, a little opposite of what you just did. Yes. Together and in breath. Full out breath. Reach more. Empty. And then make this one your longest, your biggest breath, and reach. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. To downward facing dog. Full in breath right here. Open mouth, out breath, let it go. Lift your right leg back up high behind you and just look back at your back foot and walk your hands back to your back foot, back to the back of your mat, all the way back. Oh, get there, Bailey. Go all the way back. Now, bring your breath back in. So see if you can just be in charge of that ujjayi breath flow without me calling it. Keep it steady for your own practice, your own mat space, your breath. And now staying right in the center of the goodness of your breath, you're going to do this sort of Karate Kid move where you stand all the way up, knee to chest. Come all the way up, knee to chest, right? It's Karate Kid. And then take your hand straight up and see if you can lift your right thigh bone higher. Draw it in more towards your belly. You got it. That's it. Now take one full inhale. And it's eagle, right arm under, right leg on top. You're right there for it. You got it, settle in again. And you find that center eye when everything is swirling around, even body sensations. Take an in breath. An out breath. Now, one more inhale. You're going to keep your eagle arms, get totally empty. And then right knee to chest. Keep your eagle arms. Lift up. Standing split. So slowly go, slowly to the ground. You can unravel your arms eventually when you get to the bottom. Now, as you inhale, lift your toes a smidgen higher. Breathe out. We're almost there. One more inhale. Your toes go up, up, up. Feet together, you got it. Breathe into halfway lift. Full bless you, into your legs. All right, rise up slowly. Send your reach up, send your gaze up for dancer right side. Just catch your right leg. Yeah, catch onto the inside of your right leg, Bailey. Left arm forward. Yes. And if one thing I do here, if I'm needing to slow my heart rate at this point, is I just place my left hand right on the center of my chest. Closely navigate where you can go with your effort without it being too far. Take three full breaths with this, eventually getting to your peak expression of the posture. And then once you're there, you just change legs, other side. Just let yourself have that beginning moment where you just catch your foot and just right before you start to go in. Awesome. I'm so glad it feels good, Bess. Now take on three of your breaths from here to just see where it goes. See where it goes. Your third out breath is just your release and hands to heart center. From there, breathe in and expand, hands to the ceiling, just reach up. Standing split, other side. So you bow down, your left leg lifts straight up behind you. Just feel the sensation of this now, the contrast between where you were and where you are now, from left to right leg. Now establish your fullest victorious breath, your ujjayi breath, rhythm within you, and you hold on to that as you come into this Karate Kid lift of your left knee all the way up to your chest. Your arms do whatever they gotta do to get you there. You got it. And then eventually send your arms straight upwards towards the ceiling. Take one more big breath. Eagle, left side. It's left arm under, left leg over. And if your breath is getting fast or harsh on you, just see if you can be in your strength in a way that you can start slowing it down. Sometimes the strength arises in doing a little less and changing it to where you can actually manage it. Together an in-breath. Pour slowly the out-breath. Keep your arms, knee to chest, lift up. And slowly to standing split. So you pivot your way forward. Eventually you unravel your arms. All the pieces are slow. Drop your head and send your toes up towards the ceiling. Good, Sherry. Huge in-breath. Empty this breath. One more inhale, your toes go up, feet together. Now breathe into halfway lift right here. Fold in, slowly rise. Come all the way up to tree pose. And so be really compassionate if you're feeling like your breath, you're feeling it getting off sync or breathing. Your breath is happening a little faster, or a little harder, or harsher than you want it to. Just be compassionate with it. Watch it. Be gentle with it. It'll slow. Arms take whatever shape you're going to take here, up, out, or away. Access your grounding right in the center of all of it. Take two more of your breaths. Your last inhale is it to just change sides. Other leg. Just let yourself approach it all from a really simplistic way. Whatever shape your body can take of the posture, do it. Keep noticing your breath. Your arms go wherever they just reach out to. Three more of your breaths to navigate right here. Your third inhale is your brightest, biggest reach. Your third exhale is forward fold. Just feet together, pour down and in. Excellent. Breathe into halfway lift from here. Low push up. Slow sweep into upward facing dog. Hug back to downward facing dog. Give yourself one big in and out, clearing breath. and then feel your hands and spread your fingers as wide as you can get them. Just start tippy-toeing your feet up your mat, so maybe about halfway. Gaze point right down between your hands. Take a leg up into the air, either one. And you can practice just pressing and lifting, shifting your weight forward into your shoulders, or you can take a little bound, so it's up to you. Little bitty handstand bounds are there if you want them. And feel out the position of your leading leg. See if you can get it to stay square. So if it's externally rolling a whole lot, try to square it in to get your balance. Let's go a little bit more here. And then take it back to child's pose or to down dog. If you feel like you are fine in down dog and you don't need child's pose, that's okay. If someone's offering child's pose in the middle of a vinyasa sweaty class, it's always good to consider. Try it just for a little bit. Give yourself two full breaths here. And then come right back up from there to downward facing dog. And we're gonna do round two of that. So set your hands first, walk your feet up about halfway up your mat. If you can get vertical arm bones, that's good. Take either leg up into the air. And before you even start to bound, if you're gonna bound, notice the squared position in your hips. Bring that in. And then go for it. And notice, awesome, Buzz, that was good. Notice how your toes are contributing. So you wanna give your toes some sort of assignment, whether you're pointing them or flexing your feet, just to keep them in. Awesome, go a little more. I'm gonna be right, you're not gonna go over because I'm right here. Straight up, push the floor away, push away. Awesome, Sherry, now slowly release. All right, you guys, awesome. Make your way to your backs this time when you're done. Come all the way back. Good, Bailey, good. From handstand to laying on your back. Set up camp. Have some drinks. All right, draw your feet in and come right up into bridge pose. I'm always torn here. I'm always so thirsty. I'm like, do I drink a lot of water? I don't know. I'm gonna, when I go up in the bridge, it's gonna be right there in my belly, but. Stay in bridge or set your hands with hardly a thought and push yourself up into Urdhva Dhanurasana, wheel pose. And just feel, if you're coming up into wheel pose, feel the edges of your range of motion and be soft with them. Just send your breath to those spaces. You got it. Three more full, wide open breaths. Really good. Let your third inhale give you that last little lift to the peak and then a slow return to the ground. Feel it. Awesome. Take a big breath in through your nose and then open your mouth and clear the way. Get it out of the way. And let's go again, bridge or wheel. It's always helpful, maybe, to know that this is the peak effort point of the practice. It's right here. So it's perfectly normal to have to navigate through some limitations in your mind, just sort of go through them. Option here, right knee into your belly or your chest to send your legs straight up to the ceiling. And then switch it out, other leg, lift straight up. Beautiful, Kelly, take one more giant breath. Everything comes down to the ground. Take an inhale here and open your mouth and clear the way. And this is it, you guys. One more. Set it up. I know you thought that was it, last one. Aren't we lucky? You got another one. Hold on. Huh? You're lucky. Lucky. It's a miracle. There's another bridge. Awesome. Come on up. Beautiful, Mickey. So good. All right. From here, five breaths. As if everything you were practicing were totally about the breath awareness. That's what you do right here. When you get to your fifth inhale, hold it in for just a moment to get that peak expression. And then you let it all go when you get there. Excellent. Let your feet connect together and butterfly your knees out. And place a hand where you can feel your breath in your belly and you can feel your heart beating. Ha. Hug your knees into your chest. Wrap your arms around them. And just give your back a little bit of a massage here, the back of your hip bones. And you get to take a little bit of upside down now. You get to. Isn't that awesome? You get to take your legs up in the air however you want to. So just send them up there, headstand if you want. Handstands there, shoulder stands there. Want to go again? Go all the way up? Oh, yeah. Her legs together. If you could find your center, yeah. Good job. All right, take the last few breaths and while you're in here and eventually make your way to half pigeon. Right leg forward, left leg back. Beautiful, Stace. So right knee forward, left leg, just stretch it as far back as you can get it. Totally okay if you need to prop yourself on your elbows or your arms. You can even use a block. Just enjoy this moment of just releasing in your body, letting your breath begin to normalize. Just keep the invitation to yourself, your attention, just to stay right in what's happening in the room, the sounds in the room, the music, your body sensations. Just let it be a practice of being in your five senses in a non-judgmental way, just letting everything come in that you can sense and feel and hear. There's a different variation of half pigeon that you want to bring in, a back leg bind, or you could choose to just simply stay just like you are. Last couple of breaths here. And you'll just transition yourself to the other side, however you want to easily get there. To take a different variation, go ahead here. Last couple of breaths. And simply make your way to your back from here when you're done. Come right into a twist on your back of your choice. Go the other way. Come on out and hug your knees into your belly and chest. Wrap your arms around them. Just feel this for a moment. And then send your legs out long. Send your arms out long. Take a ginormous breath as you reach and expand. And then let it all go, you guys. Let yourself have these few minutes of just being here. Nothing to do, nothing to fix or figure out right now. As you're ready, you can move a little bit and eventually make your way to an upright posture. Take a breath in all together to let go. The light in me sees and honors the light in each and every one of you guys. Thanks so much for practicing with me today, and a happy Friday. Namaste. Good job. Yeah. Have a great weekend. Have a great Friday. Let me know if you have any questions. If you want to join us for the Be On Purpose program.
Hey, thanks for listening to this class. We really do hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for upcoming podcasts to be posted soon. Hey, did you know that we actually do yoga teacher trainings? And we hold yoga adventure retreats as well. Go to www.freelifepeople.com. There you'll find a whole list of upcoming retreats and trainings, along with additional information. Thank you again, and go have a great day.